This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry last evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Annasalai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. The Prime Minister travelled in an open vehicle, greeting and waving at the public party workers and supporters. Chief Minister N. Rangaswamy, BJP State President V.P. Ramalingam, Home Minister A. Namashivayam accompanied the Prime Minister. Following the roadshow, the Prime Minister departed for Chennai. In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, the BJP has announced candidates for 27 seats. It will contest as part of the AIADMK-led NDA alliance. The list includes Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor Dr. Tamilisai Soundarajan and State BJP Chief Nenar Nagendran. In the 2021 Assembly election, BJP had contested 20 seats and won 4. The Congress has also announced candidates for 28 Assembly seats. With nominations closing on Monday, BJP and Congress will go head-to-head in 4 constituencies, Vilavankode, Kolachal, Arantangi and Oti. The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories to grant a paid holiday to voters on polling day for upcoming assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. It said all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deduction. Employers violating the order will face penalties. It has directed all state and UT governments to issue necessary instructions to all concerned for strict compliance. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of 7 judicial officials at the Kalyachak 2nd Block Development Office earlier this week. Authorities said the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. The West Bengal police arrested 2 persons yesterday, including Mufakkarul Islam, the mastermind of the Gerao of 7 judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Baghdogra airport. Meanwhile, the court has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakkarul Islam and 6 days police custody to Akramul Bagani, a main accused in the Kalyachak incident in Malda, West Bengal. Government has assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. Meanwhile, the Indian Oil in a statement said it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. At least 6 people were killed in a house collapse in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush region last evening. Strong tremors were also felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of the North India, triggering panic among residents. The quake was initially measured at 5.9 magnitude and later downgraded to 5.8. As the West Asia conflict enters its 35th day, fighting between the US, Israel and Iran continues to intensify with strikes expanding to civilian and energy infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global supplies and maritime security. Tehran was warned of severe retaliation if its critical infrastructure is targeted and cautioned the countries hosting U.S. bases. U.S. President Donald Trump warned of further strikes after an attack on a bridge near Tehran killed 8 people and injured nearly 100. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Muzaffarabad, Kerala, Mahi and Ladakh today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Delhi, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings made 210 runs with a loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.